I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. Illinois-based Learning Resources estimates it's paid an extra $14 million thanks to President Donald Trump's tariff policies. The Northwest Chicago Suburban Toy Company filed suit last year questioning the president's authority to impose wide-ranging tariffs. The Supreme Court agreed to an expedited review last fall. Stephen Waldenberg is the company's senior vice president of sales. He thinks it won't be easy for Trump to impose new tariffs in different ways.
We don't think that the political cycle is on his side. Ultimately, Republicans have to get in front of their constituents and say to them, I have consented on a large tax increase on you. And we don't think that's a recipe for them to get reelected.
Learning Resources' primary manufacturing hub is in China, but it also sources from Vietnam, India, and Taiwan. Waldenberg thinks they'll eventually get most of that $14 million back. You've made the resolution. You're finally going to get fit. For some, motivation or mobility aren't the problem. It's logistics. Finding a workout location that fits your needs. Tim Dittman reports on things to consider when picking a gym.
OSF exercise physiologist Claire Spire says, consider distance from home, equipment available, hours, crowd size, cleanliness, and price. And remember, those gym contracts can be tricky to cancel.
Talking about that upfront with staff, too, is important. And then kind of reading that fine print. If you were to go to like a smaller locally owned gym or some of your like family rec centers, those are going to be a little bit easier to kind of pay month to month as well.
I'm Tim Dittman.
The debate over how to regulate data centers in Illinois is intensifying as lawmakers struggle to balance a host of competing interests. Illinois consumer advocacy groups are demanding action as electricity bills rise and data centers use an increasing amount of power. Some state lawmakers want new data center projects to be responsible for renewable energy generation at their sites. But data center operators warn unfavorable state policies combined with an existing biometric privacy law could drive them away from Illinois to places like Wisconsin or Indiana. Governor J.B. Pritzker has also proposed a 2-year pause on state financial incentives for data centers that have been in place since 2019.